radio and also online. It's 11 o'clock now, time for World on 3 with Mary Ann Kennedy.
The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
Marvelous in our eyes. music to turn up as loud as you dare and revel in, or let Michael Mara's voice put the fear of God into you. There's so much I could go on about in this one track. It's like a life packed into 4 minutes and 30 seconds. 7 years ago, less 10 days, the great roots rumpus that is Celtic Connections was playing its finale when news came through that the great young Scottish writer, producer and multi-instrumentalist Martin Bennett had died of cancer. Martin's too short and tantalisingly successful career broke boundaries and drew musical moths to his flame, from the Young Dudes that were to become the Treacherous Orchestra to Peter Gabriel himself. And it was on Peter's Real World label that that track, Liberation, was released. The thing about Martin's music was that it was a perfect distillation of the dance floor, the club night, the session house and the archive. He knew them all, and only the disarming Martin could have gotten permission from the two Lewis sisters to use that archive of them singing that Gaelic psalm in such a setting. That track from his final album, Grit, appears on a new compilation finally being released in the spring after years of retrieving and gaining permissions and rights from the several labels he recorded with over the years. I'll be playing more later. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3, where tonight's guests here in session at Broadcasting House are the Imperial Tiger Orchestra, and they are that most unlikely sounding combination, an Ethiopian 70s groove outfit from Switzerland. Also, with Celtic Connections 2012 now underway, we'll be looking ahead to some of the choice gigs up in Glasgow, including, of course, World on 3 at the late night sessions during the last week of the festival. But I'm going to carry on first with some really spectacular playing and singing from Ismail Altunsaray, a virtuoso on the baglama, a kind of long-necked oud in Turkish and other neighbouring cultures. It's from a solo album, Insidir, where he showcases bozlak. It's a kind of ancient music from central and southern Anatolia. And this is Nigdi Baglari.
Meskan oldu anaman amanam, bana meskan oldu anaman amanam, gurbet elleri, gurbet elleri. Thank you. bir boyuna baktım aman aman. Bir boyuna baktım aman aman aman, bir de yüzüne. Sürmelerimi çektin anam anam, bir de sürmemi çektin anam anam anam, ah o gözüne, ah o gözüne.
Sardım.
That recording really does sound as fresh as the day it was made, and its clarity lets you see why today's Fadista star Marisa draws comparisons with that lady, the queen of fado, of course, Amalia Rodriguez. It's the opener to a collection of fado legends on the ARC label, and it showcases some of the great names of the past in this urban Portuguese tradition of love, longing and nostalgia. It also includes Amalia's sister Celeste and a fair share of male voices that we hear but rarely beyond Portuguese shores these days. But more of that later. One of the great sounds I encountered at the very tail end of the 90s that made me glad I get to do this job was the Senegalese big band Orchestra Baobab. It was all about the rhythms, yes, but the voices too, of course. So when I saw this next release, it came as something of a surprise that one of the Baobab veterans, their singer Ablaye Ndiaye Chosan, hadn't made a solo album till now. But if it's taken till his mid-70s to do so, well, it's worth the wait. And as for the opener, well, I know you can lose stuff in translation, but I'm not sure how I'd be taking this love token. Don't be thinking of your looks and throwing tantrums if you want to please your man.
Thank you. camino donde vamos a tocarle una cumbia en descarga moderna. ¡Arranque con palambreño!
From Worcestershire to Brighton to Colombia, Will Quantic Holland seems to have found his destiny immersed in the music and rhythms of a country which had a profound influence on popular music in the Americas. This foray, once again with Miles Cleary of Soundway Records, this time mining the treasury of early commercial recordings of cumbia during the middle of the last century. That track featured Benda Bajera de San Pelayo and a descarga in cumbia. And before that was Ablai Ndiaye Tiosan from his septuagenarian debut, just called Tiosan, out on Sterns. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on Three, and it's time for the first music from our live session guests tonight. The sounds of Addis via Geneva, courtesy of the Imperial Tiger Orchestra. And they're going to start out here in BH with Yefikir Woha Timu.
Thank you.
Such a fantastic laid-back sound. Yefekir Wohatumu from the Imperial Tiger Orchestra, my session guests tonight, and band leader Raphael Anker is just going to join me at the table here. And I suppose, Raphael, the first and most obvious question is, how does a band from Geneva come to play Ethiopian music?
And the answer is, why not? No, the answer is we've been listening to a lot of music from all over the world, especially I've been listening to a lot of African music, like other members of the band. Ethiopia got a really special music, really different from all the music from Africa. And this is a really virgin place. It hasn't been colonized, really. And the scales are really different from the other part of Africa. Some are really the same and some are really different. Some beats are really different. So it's really, I think, really strong. It's really strong music, a really strong culture.
Now, it's one thing for Westerners to say Swiss band plays Ethiopian music and we think it's great. Does it work in Ethiopia?
Yes, strangely. When we were in Ethiopia, we were invited by Francis Falsetto in his festival.
Who's behind the Ethiopic series of recordings.
And
yeah,
he invited us in a festival. And I was really afraid. But the first concert was really amazing. And then the response was really good. And at this period, we weren't playing. We're playing much better now. And we learned a lot from this travel. And they're really enthusiastic about people from other country playing their music. I think they're really open-minded people, in fact.
And was this was the first time you'd ever been able to go to the country itself?
Yes.
That must have been such a big thing for the band.
Yes, it was really good for the band, good for the mind, good for the music too.
And for a connoisseur like Francis Falsetto, does the Imperial Tiger Orchestra, does it pass?
Yes, he's quite enthusiastic about the band. Yes. He's quite enthusiastic about the band, I think.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more in a while, but I want to hear some more music just now. Tell me about Yesheri Sheri.
Okay, Yesheri Sheri is a traditional tune from Oromo people. Music in Ethiopia is inspired, really, there's a lot of different cultures and tribes. And that's really important in the music. So in a concert of Ethiopian music, you will listen a tune by this tribe, a tune by this tribe, a tune by this tribe, with every beat is different. So Yesheri Sheri is a traditional tune from Oromo people, and we are rearranged it. So let's have an ear. We'll be right back.
Fantastic stuff. Thanks again to the Imperial Tiger Orchestra, and there's more from them later on tonight. Do stay with us. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy on World on 3, and looking forward to a week of shows at Celtic Connections in Glasgow, where we'll have a four-night residency once again at the Late Night Sessions in the Royal Concert Hall. It's always a great chance to catch up with musical friends on stage and off, and we'll be meeting up with some of the Canadian visitors who were so hospitable to us during our World Roots forays to Quebec and Canada. If you heard the Cape Breton programme, it'll not surprise you that the way I came by this next album was via one of our Acadian hosts and a mammy. Dolores Boudreau was the conduit and Minnie McMaster the postal service. All goes to show that even when you're arguably Canada's greatest fiddling export, your mother still counts. This is Natalie McMaster with a beautiful new album, Cape Breton Girl. It's a return to the island for this slick and stylish recording. However, it never loses sight of its roots. And here, she's joined by a guy I first met as a step dancer. But as you'll hear, Mac Moran is no mean piano player either. Thank you.
One, two, three, four.
beautiful. One of our guest bands at Celtic Connections 2 years ago, the Scots quartet Brepach, have had a phenomenal year and managed to maintain their trajectory, even with a double personnel change. But the departures have also meant the arrival of the blonde bombshell Megan Henderson, currently also having a ball with Salsa Celtica, and James Duncan McKenzie on pipes, and a bonus of the small but perfectly formed bassist of choice up north, James Lindsay. And the new album would seem to bear all this out. That was Callum McCrimmon's Gig Face from Baum, which means ties or bindings, or simply a band. Last year's festival roster for us featured a young Scottish singer destined for big things, Mumford & Sons' protégé, Rachel Sermani, from Carbridge in the Highlands. Rachel likewise has had quite a year. She's just back from a collaborative retreat in India at the very beginning of the year, and just yesterday left the studio having battled power cuts, storms and vocal lurgy, finally armed with the tracks for her debut album. You can still hear her on the BBC iPlayer on my BBC Radio Scotland show with a special house concert showcase of her New Voices commission from last year's festival, but she'll also be making her presence felt at Celtic's 2012, showcasing the new EP recorded last summer. Here she is with Breathe Easy.
If I could take this wave to sea, do you think that we could sail out in the night? We must let no one know, so maybe if we go, we'll go unseen. I'll sing below the ripples, heed the seashells of the storm, and we'll swim, knowing we'll swim, knowing they can't touch us. If eyes could stop their rumored lies, do you think that we could venture to the light? Thank you.
as contraunhas. Tem na sala uma guitarra, janelas contraunhas. Vivo com muitas amigas, aquela de quem vos falo. E não há maior recado de vida de raparigas. É doida pelas cantigas, como no campo, a cigarra se cantou fado, a guitarra, de comovida até chora, a casa alegre onde mora, é numa rua bizarra, a casa alegre onde mora, é numa rua bizarra. Para se tornar notada, usa coisas esquisitas, muitas rendas, muitas fitas, lenços de cor variada. Muitas rendas, muitas fitas, lenços de cor variada. Pretendida, desejada, altiva como as rainhas, redes muitas coitadinhas que a censuram rudemente, por verem cheia de gente a casa da Mariquinhas. Por verem cheia de gente a casa da Mariquinhas. É de aparência singela, mas muito mal mobilada. No fundo não vale nada o tudo da casa dela. O vão de cada janela, sobre coluna, uma jarra coxa de chita, com barra, quadros de gosto magano. E em vez de ter um piano, tem na sala uma guitarra. Em vez de ter um piano, tem na sala uma guitarra. Para guardar o parque espólio, um cofre forte me comprou. E como o gás acabou, iluminou-se a petróleo. E como o gás acabou, iluminou-se a petróleo. Limpa as mobílias com óleo de amêndoa doce. E mesquinhas passam de fronte as vizinhas para ver o que lá se passa. Mas ela tem por piraça janelas com tabuinhas. Mas ela tem por piraça janelas com tabuinhas.
Listening through to ARC's Legends of Fado collection, it's not just the variety and distinctiveness, the combined power and sweetness of the voices that struck me, but how much, I suppose, our outside ears are guided by the young stars of Fado today, such as Marisa and Anna Moura. Of course, the role of the Fadista is equally a male one, and that first male voice on the album just had me at the first notes. Alfredo Marceneiro from Lisbon. He started out young as a performer with a trade as a carpenter, just in case it all didn't work out. And he became known for his natty dress sense as much as his beautiful singing. And the songs that he made and the singing sessions in which he and others would happily spar words and melodies went a long way to creating the Fado sound that we know today. And this collection, with its copious and hugely informative liner notes by Julia Bayer, is one to seek out, I would say. The songs and stories of Fado are personal. They're about life and love, always with passion, never in a mawkish way. And Anais Mitchell likewise revives my faith in female singer-songwriters. Her folk opera reworking of the Orpheus myth was one of my highlights from 2009 and 10, if you include the live performances in Glasgow and London, with Martin Carthy amongst the guests as a very convincing Hades. This new album is another great storytelling, with characters leaping out of the songs, just like Hadestown, some male, some female, all Aeneas though, as she portrays a young man in America. This particular song is inspired by a novel written by her father back in the 70s, a farmer whose wife loses their child in part because his mind is taken up with work. This is Shepherd.
At all, she would not rise from where shepherd's wife's on air again. He buried her and the babe with him. He turned the seed into the ground. He brought the flock to feed thereon. He held the cleaver and the plow. And the shepherd's work was never done.
I'd rather sleep in a box like a bum on the street than a fat feathered bed without your little old cold feet.
And I'd rather be dead, dumb and stone, to know that your mornings will never be mine.
And I'd rather die young than to live without you. And I'd rather go hungry than to eat lonesome stew.
You know it's once in a lifetime, and it won't come again. It's here and it's gone on a magnolia wind.
If I can't catch your sin on a magnolia comes time, then it comes time to go. Pack up your fiddles, sis, pack up your bow.
If I can't dance with you, I'll just sit this one out with my back to the wall.
And I'd rather not hear pretty music again if I can't catch your voice on a magnolia wind. If I can't catch your scent on a magnolia wind.
Following on from Vermont's Anais Mitchell taking her storytelling imagination off in a new direction with Young Man in America, we heard a former guest on the show, Emmylou Harris, duetting with a favourite songwriter, a favourite voice of mine, John Prine, in Magnolia Wind, part of a loving and celebratory double album tribute to the Texas country star Guy Clark, another septuagenarian for tonight's show. He's celebrating his 70th birthday next month, as are a stellar gathering of artists on this collection for him, from Lyle Lovett to Willie Nelson, Chris Christopherson and Ron Sexsmith, to Steve Earle and Roseanne Cash, several of whom have had big hits with Guy's songs over the years. This is Marianne Kennedy on World on Three, and it's time for more from our Swiss-Ethiopian blend of live music tonight, the Imperial Tiger Orchestra, and they're going to carry on with Jim Aregney.
We'll be right back.
absolutely fantastic stuff. I have to say, I have never seen such a bananas keyboard solo coming from such a still and perfectly with it Alexander Rodriguez there. Everything's happening in the fingers and everything else is completely still. And I have Rafael Anker back with me here at the table, the Imperial Tiger Orchestra playing in session for us tonight. I have to say as well, with so much of the fantastic retro and vintage music that we find in roots and world music, for a child of the 80s, this is wonderful. I'm back in my element now. It's okay to love these keyboards. Tell us a little bit about who all's playing, and also in particular some of the instruments, because especially the bass.
This band works, in fact, because we're all friends and we all playing together before this band in various band and various combination. And this is really important, I think. There is Alex Rodriguez on keyboards. He's playing various different keyboards. What can I say more? There is Cyril Moulas. Cyril Moulas is playing on this session. He will play only bass krar. Bass krar is an Ethiopian instrument. It's a lyre.
A lyre.
And it's used by Asmari people. Asmari is like... by minstrel people, to sing...
troubadours.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And this instrument has been modernized, and for bands, it's with you can play various with bass chords, so it's a bass instrument. And on different tunes, he's playing pin, which is very strange because it's a guitar from Thailand, which has three strings. So he's playing bass or like kind of guitar. There is Luc Detroaz, who's playing kebero. Kebero is a really traditional percussion from Ethiopia. It's like three drums together. And he's playing also clap pedal, because in Ethiopia the claps are really important in the music, while even the public, the people, everybody clap. It's a part of the music. And so we're using more modern claps. There's Julien Israeli on drums, and there's the incredible John Manu on saxophone, baritone saxophone, and alto saxophone.
And yourself, of course.
And me, myself, and I playing trumpet.
On trumpet. Now, the album where we first heard the music of the Imperial Tiger Orchestra, Mercato, it's music inspired by that, what I suppose Francis Falsetto and a lot of people call the golden age of Ethiopian music. But the music of the band has moved on from then as well.
Okay, the first record of the band was kind of a demo, was about this golden age. Then we were invited in Ethiopia. Then in Ethiopia we discovered different things. We discovered the importance of the traditional music. And we discovered also the importance of a musical period in Ethiopia, which is during the Derge, which is after Haile Selassie, and that was a really strong regime.
We steal from you, regime.
Regime. And during this period, that's the end of the golden era. That's the end of the big orchestras, because there's the curfew the night. But it's the beginning of a new music with the addition of modern instrument like modern keyboards and boîte à rythme. What you can say that?
Drum machine. Yeah.
So Mercato is a bit inspired more by this period, by the 80s period.
And this is a kind of, the curfew itself also created, I understand, a musical world, because you couldn't get out, so they would have a lock-in.
Yes, exactly.
And play all night.
Yes.
So it created a particular world.
It created a particular world, a particular sound, and a particular way to make with the little things to do it, really.
One last question, because I can't resist. You must tell the listeners where the name of the band comes from.
The name of the band came from a lot of different things. Imperial Tiger Orchestra. There's the band from Mahmoud Ahmed was the Imperial Bodyguard band, which was in fact the Imperial Bodyguard band from Haile Selassie, which was a marching band. Then it changed into the nights they were playing in hotels, so it was a groovy band. So I like this name, but then I played a bit with the lion, which is the symbol of Ethiopia, but we're not real lions, so I take the tiger. And in fact, even in the British Monty Pythons, there's a scene where a British officer has been eaten a leg during the war in Africa. And he say, I've been eaten by something like a mosquito. And the medicine came and say, oh, maybe a tiger. And then this whole big scene, very absurd, I love it. And it's a tiger in Africa, and it's really strange. So I love this. So it began Imperial Tiger Orchestra.
See, you are all far too young, but you are genuinely children of the 80s as well. If you're into Monty Python, play us a last set for us. Tell me very quickly about Lelele.
The last set is a traditional tune too called Lelele, and it's from Gourage people. And like Mahmoud Ahmed is from Gourage, he's a tribe. And it's a more fast beat, very fast dancing. So once again, we play it at our own way.
Raphael and the rest of the guys in the Imperial Tiger Orchestra, thank you so much.
I'd like to thank you once again, Marianne, for inviting us here.
Thank you!
Thanks so much again to the Imperial Tiger Orchestra. A tiger in Africa? Well, now you know. And do check out their album if you haven't heard it already. It's called Mercato and it's on the Mental Groove record label. This is World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy, and a complete change of pace now. An all-girl vocal band from Galicia that you might have heard during Lucy Duran's visit there for Music Planet last year. But this is a song from their new album coming out next month from Consentimiento. This is Como un Sonia Que Pasa. definitely a case of the lass's fashion, to take the name of a well-known Scots tune. That was a totally solo outing, for the first time, from the remarkable English accordionist Karen Tweed. Her album, essentially invisible to the eye, was produced by old friend, old-time fiddle player Bruce Molsky. Before that, the all-girl quartet, Conguero, from a new album, Backvanda Varlden, or Topsy Turvy World, with a beautiful Swedish hymn there. From the time of my birth, you have watched over me, Lord. I thank you for your mercy. And first up, the Galicians, Lelia, from their brand new album, Consentimento. And we're going to take a shift away from Western traditions just for a little while, and a new album from ARC of three Bangra artists, Jabir Jassy, Ashok Masti and Jawad Ahmed. And the opening track, though, brings a devotional element again over the Punjabi folk dance rhythms. This is a setting of words by the 13th century Sufi saint Amir Khusro.
I'm seit lange nicht gewohnt. Sei du in meinem Leben der liebevolle Mond. Sei du in meinem Leben der liebevolle
German, Scottish, Irish blend of two duos, Old Blind Dogs, Aaron Jones, and flautist Clear Mann, who've been playing with the German duo Jürgen Trace and Gudrun Walter for several years now, but only with this second album, Dancing of the Light, have they actually managed to come up with a name for themselves. Going now by Litha. And that was Mondlicht, a setting of a poem by Theodor Storm, a kind of Frisian Thomas Hardy. You've been listening to World on Three with Marianne Kennedy. Thanks to everyone who contributed to the show tonight. And I'm going to leave you, well, with a memory for me. One of the last times I saw Martin Bennett in truly relaxed and fine form was in a beautiful blue sky summer evening of music in South Uist. So I'm going to leave you with another track from I, the Celebration Best Of collection that will be out at the beginning of March. And it was during his recording of Grit for Real World that Peter Gabriel paid Martin the compliment of asking him to remix Sky Blue, a track that had taken himself some 10 years to complete, and one that Martin was to work on during a particularly harrowing point in his life. We're glad he did.
This is Through the Night on Radio 3, and I'm Susan Sharp, delighted to be keeping you company. Chamber music fills the first hour and a half of the early morning. To be more precise, piano trios by Haydn and Mendelssohn, all performed by the French musicians of the Wanderer Trio. They're beginning with Haydn, whose last 10 trios were written specifically for the piano rather than the harpsichord. They're known as the London Trios because Haydn composed them between 1794 and 97 during his second amazingly successful visit to England. This one, Haydn's Trio No. 27 in C, is one of three dedicated to the pianist Teresa Bartolozzi.
Thank you. Thank you.